Good morning. Today is Wednesday, November 4th, 17th of Marcheshvan, and we are finishing up the Ramchal's discussion about Gzela in the topic of Nikius, chapter 11, page 186 in the Art Scroll edition. Amnam, Lalo Shaldavar says to sum up what it means, Nikius means when it comes to monetary matters. Kimoshe Chemdas Hamamon Rabba, Ein Michshalos of Rabbim. He says, the desire for money is great, and therefore so are its potential pitfalls. Kedeshi Ha'adam Naki Mehem Be'emes, and in order for a person to truly be cleansed from the desire of gezel, iyun gadol v'diktuk rav tzarech lo. It's not enough to just have good intentions. He said it needs great contemplation, as he's been discussing, to think deeply about all of the permutations, all the different ways gezel can happen, and also get to the heart of the matter, the core issue, to try to get to the place where you would be repulsed by the idea of having something that doesn't belong to you. Iyun gadol v'diktuk rav tzarech lo. It needs great contemplation and considerable care. But he says, if you get to the point where you are repulsed by gezel, where you're so careful about never taking something that doesn't belong to you, realize you have reached a very high level. Because you'll see, unfortunately in society, there are many people who achieve piety in all sorts of areas. But when it comes to matters of ill-gotten money, they're unable to reach that perfection. And unfortunately, the news always highlights people who are from Jews, who are in jail for white-collar crimes. And that's exactly what the Mesillas Yesharim is saying. It takes great work, great attention, and great focus to purge this desire or gezel from your heart, as he said before. So far, im avim biyad Mimum v'ayisa mutzak v'lo sira. He says, so far, the Na'amasi said to Eov, if there's iniquity in your hand, which is a reference to gezel, put it far away. Let not perversion dwell in your tent, for then you would lift your face without blemish. You would be steadfast and never fear. Says Ramchal, we've just spent a number of shirim talking about one mitzvah, one iser, gezel. You should know that there is this level of detail regarding every mitzvah. He says, I'm only going to mention the prohibitions which most people routinely stumble in. But really, as he said at the very beginning, a person should think about every avera and try to outline in their own mind what's included, what is the heart of the matter, and what is their relationship to that avera. And how did they purge that desire from their heart and from their mind? Continue on page 188. He says, now he's going to speak about illicit relations, arayos. Shigam he min hachamurim, because these two are among the sins that are chamurim. He's talking about chamurim in terms of not the level of iser, the onesh, but in terms of how much there is just an inborn desire. People want, are drawn to do this avera. Behem shnim b'madreg al ha-gezel. He says this is number two, the level of challenge to gezel. K'mamarim zuchan al-vracha shazacharti l'mala, rubam b'gezel u'miyutam b'arayos. Chazal put it together when they say most people commit theft and a good number of people, a miyut hamatzoi, commit arayos. V'hinei mishi yirtze l'inakos l'gamar mizachet, gam lo titzarech malach ha-lamuetas. If you want to purge yourself completely from this chet, it takes a lot of work. Part of the iser is things that lead to the act itself. And this is one of the examples. Usually in the Torah, the fences around Averos were put up by Chazal. Most things we can't do on Shabbos are derabanan. Chazal put them up. It says in the Gemara, asu mishmeres lemishmarti. But there are a handful of fences that are actually da'oraisa. You find, according to many Rishonim, Ba'yira, Ba'yimatzah, and Pesach is like that. In Kashrus, there's some, and in Arayos, there are a lot. There are a lot of things that are aser da'oraisa to prevent you from committing the act itself. Omikra malehu lo sikra v'legalos erva. On the da'oraisa level, you may not approach, come close to uncover erva. V'amr zechonim levrach amar kadosh baruch hu al tomar ho'el v'aser li lishtamish b'isha. Hareni tofsa vein liavon, hareni megavafa vein liavon, oshani noshka vein liavon. Amar kadosh baruch hu, kishem sheim nader nazir shelo lishtos yayin asur la'achol anavim lachim viveshem mishras anavim, v'chol hayotze migefen hayayin af isha she'ena shalcha Asur li gaba kol ikar v'chomish enogeh v'isha shena shalom mevi misa la'atzmo. He quotes Chazal, who compare arayos to the iser of a nazir to drink wine. In the same way, a nazir who is not allowed to drink wine is not allowed to benefit, is not allowed to drink anything made from any grape product. He shouldn't even come close to wine. Same thing with arayos. Anything that comes close, which means touching and kissing, that is also an iser daraisa. V'habet. Do a little bit more. Maniflu divrei hamamar hazeh. Kiyum shel sa iser hazeh l'nazir. Chazal here in Shir HaShirim Rabbah, Chazal here in Shmos Rabbah, compare arayos to nazir. Asher af al pi she'ikar iser eno al ashtiyos yayin. Hine asra lo Torah kol ma she'ish lo shaykhus imayayin. The Torah asered anything that is related to wine. Ma'ya zalima chilim de Torah l'chacham me'ech yasu he masiyag latar b'mishmaris she'nim sar b'yadam lasos l'mishmaritan. This provides a lesson for Chazal, who had a mandate to create fences around the Torah, how to do it. Ki yilmedu min ha-nazir l'asar b'avor ha'ikar gam kol dedamila. You learn from nazir, anything that is close, anything that's similar, should be included in the iser. V'nim tzah she'asa ha-Torah b'mitzvah zos shal nazir, ma'ashan masar l'chacham she'asu b'shar kol ha-mitzvos, l'man da'as she'zeh ratzono shal makom, k'she'osar lanu echad min ha-isurim, yilamid tzasen m'mfarish l'asar kol ha-karov lo'val. Zeh ha-derech asar b'inyan zeh, shal arayos kol ma'asho mimino shal haznus, o ha-karov elav, yeh be'ezeh chush she'yeh dehainu. What you learn from Nazir is anything related. The same thing when the Torah assert things that come close to Arayos, what they're saying is that it doesn't matter which sense is involved that would lead you to Arayos, whether it's sight, speech, listening, thoughts, any act, all of that would be included. Now I'm going to bring proof, b'masa, and we will continue tomorrow. Have a good day.